Hey, Conspiracy Kyle here. I'm back today with a new podcast. It's going to be a little bit different. I'm doing a video this time, so it'll be out on Instagram and Twitter first before the podcast feed. So thank you all who are listening. I hope you don't mind looking at my beautiful face because I know it's really beautiful. So today, this podcast is going to be a little bit different. On this podcast, I wanted to respond to a message that I received on Instagram, and I wanted to keep the sender anonymous. So this message that I got hit home for me in a lot of ways on a personal level. So here, I'll read the message, then I'll talk about my response. So here's the message. Hey Kyle, any advice on how to move on with life and work while my head is still full of memories and I'm grieving the loss of my mother? I find it so hard to get any work done when I lapse into thinking about my mom and my chest feels like it has a massive hole in it. I know this is very different to what you talk about on your channel, but as a Christian, a lot of advice I've received is not very helpful. So I do really appreciate this message, and I hope for and pray for peace and comfort to this family during the time of this. And I responded to the message stating that I would think about it and pray about it a little bit and how I wanted to respond. And ultimately, I felt like this response could help others in similar situations, so I wanted to share my thoughts through this podcast forum. So before I get into what the Bible says about grief, let's talk a little bit briefly about how grief is processed in the Star Wars universe, and we'll compare and contrast that with the Bible. The main example I want it to use is when teenage Anakin was relaying to Master Yoda his thoughts and dreams about how he saw Padme dying in childbirth. And basically what Yoda told him was, you know, when people pass on into the Force, the living Force, what have you, you know, don't mourn them, don't grieve them, basically just move on. And I think that's terrible advice. You know, let's now turn to the Bible for what real advice is and discussion about grief and about death. And I hope this provides some encouragement. Basically, what I've gleaned from what the Bible says is there's the fact that physical death is not the end. I'm reminded of Jesus' words in Luke chapter 8, verses 52 through 40. Luke chapter 8, verses 52 through 54. I can talk, I swear. About when he talked to the family of a young girl who had passed away before Jesus had reached her house to heal her of an illness. Now, they were all weeping and lamenting for her, but he said, "Stop weeping, for she has not died but is asleep." And they began laughing at him, knowing that she had died. He, however, took her by the hand and called, saying, "Child, arise." Now, this is a great metaphor for those who are physically gone that had followed Christ. They are just sleeping, truly, and they're not truly dead, and they're not eternally in the dirt. For unbelievers in the house, Jesus' words did seem probably like a poorly timed joke. But as we know, every word that he spoke had an important message. Which then brings me to Paul's letter to the church in Thessalonica, which can be found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as the rest of us do who have no..." "So that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus." So the point of Paul's quote here is that grieving in and of itself is not wrong and or sinful. Jesus experienced grief over death, as we know famously from John 11:35, which says Jesus wept. Also, the apostles, after the murder of Stephen in Acts, they wept as well. Acts 8, verses 2. Now, if you know someone is spending eternally with Christ in heaven, it's okay to weep the loss of that person's physical presence, but it's important to remember, though it's often difficult, that we should rejoice in their glorious appearance in a place without sickness or sorrow or pain. Now, honestly, as someone who's personally lost both a mother and a brother over the past 15 years, I've done my fair share of crying and mourning. I've been angry with God. I've yelled. I've screamed. I've cried. I've went through the whole entire spectrum of emotions. Ultimately, I found God's peace regarding this situation, specifically with my mother, as I know that she spent most of her life in dedicated, strong service to the Lord. And so I can be assured of her final resting place, and it saddens me to know that I didn't really realize that during her life. So I'm sad about that, but not where she ultimately is now. I struggle with my brother because I can't be 100% sure of what his final thoughts, what his final beliefs were. He had professed belief in Christ in the past, but it wasn't evident in his life. So that leads to a whole other discussion, which I don't have the time to discuss here. But did that confession of faith, was he truly Christian? Was he truly born again? Was he just saying the words? I don't know, in that it does pain me. But I do have peace about my mother. And I'll be honest, it did take a long time for me to receive God's peace in that, because for many years after my mom passed away, I chose to go my own way. I was living a life of sin. I was choosing to not submit to God in his rules and his commands and in the way to truly live a Christian life. But in the past year or so, I've received God's peace from that. Not some weird mystical package in the mail, right? It's just, here it is. I got God's peace. It's something that's come slowly over time as I've followed God's teachings. So I do pray for those listening to this, and I encourage anyone who doesn't have the ultimate hope in Christ for this salvation to obviously repent and follow him. The days of our human life are very short, and there's no second chance once we leave. Finally, for those grieving right now, like the person who sent me this message, I do pray that you receive God's peace in your life. Don't conceal your emotions. Don't hide it all in. You can let it all out. It's natural. It's a healthy thing to do. It's going to affect your life in one way, shape, or form, so don't worry that it is. The fact that you're having an emotional response to someone who's passed away, it tells me that person meant a great deal to you. But remember, like it said in 1 Thessalonians, to not grieve as those who don't have hope. You know, try to not spiral into sin, substance abuse, other unhelpful habits, because trust me, none of these things will take away the pain. None of these things will bring the person back. In fact, it only makes your life harder. It's important to trust in God in times like this, even when it's very, very, very hard to. I hope this advice is meaningful. I haven't done a show like this before, so let me know what you think. If you have other questions or ideas that you'd like me to talk about on this show, feel free to reach out to me at my email, conspiracyintheforce@gmail.com, or you can send me a message at conspiracy_Kyle at Twitter and Instagram, and that's conspiracy with a K. So God bless. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great day. Thank you.